Sarah Wallace reporting. A former Vietnamese oil executive has surrendered police after a year on the run amid a crackdown on corruption by the country's communist authorities. In some cases, they've been handed down death sentences against several senior executives. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 at the heart of Reading, right downtown. You can't get any more closer. You can't get any closer, any more closer, any closer to the center of Reading than right here where Bad Bob and I are. And enjoying every second of it. I am just trying to look out there right now and see if that the weather that you're getting ready to lay on me is right. But good morning, everybody. It is the 1st of August. That's right, August 1st. All you Leos out there, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Is that a Southern thing, like it don't make no never mind?
It make no never mind. Here, let me carry you to the store. Bless your heart. Whatever, there's some other things I'll pull out now and then.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I tell you what, that's, you know,
brace
what?
She's cute.
You know what? They're tighter than a tick and a little puppy dog, little fat puppy dog.
So, well, it is, we got red boxes today all over the weather. Sunny and hot, the high near 114. Degrees.
Wait a minute, I thought it was going to be 116. Come on, I wanted what they
when
said.
When it gets that warm, who cares? Seriously, though, it is extremely hazardous outside. We've got a high temperature warning, excessive heat warning from the National Weather Service, all the usual things. Once the heat hits, stay indoors as much as you can. Stay hydrated. Limit your exposure. Check in on the elderly and the kids. Make sure everybody's all right so we all get through this one. Gonna be hot and nasty for the next couple of days. Highs remaining in the triple digits. With really no break in sight for the next several days, temperatures will taper off, relatively speaking, down to a somewhat chilly 104 by the time we get to Friday. But it is going to be pretty brutal, and just keep yourself safe. Overnight lows remaining in the 80-degree area right now in Reading. We are at about 76 degrees. And this report, good and bad, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business, a locally-owned business down in Anderson. For all of your propane needs, give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Of course, Linda, it's a Tuesday, so she's on her regular sabbatical, but I have Eric Wittstrom here.
Good morning, Carl.
President of the Northern Division of the Five Star Bank. How are you doing, guy?
Spectacular. And you?
Well, you know what? You're one of those supply side guys. I can tell.
Yes.
Because, you know, you've heard, you know, how it's, you know, you need it. When you need it, it's there. I mean, right there. It's, you don't keep things on the shelf.
Right.
You know, what do they call that? They call that just in time type of supply. Well, that was you. You were just in time. You come zipping in here, sit down. You know exactly what you're going to say. You've got me going. Did I?
This would be the
I
Trish.
Thought he was coming.
This would be the Trish Clark School of Co-hosts.
This is
the always kind. Bug me because I get here early.
Yeah, well.
So I didn't today. I got here right on time.
Right on time. You know, that's right on time, though, is in the radio world is right what? On time.
It's well, right on
you
time.
Could say it's
We're
late,
here.
But it's good. How you doing, buddy?
Great.
Good.
Great.
Good.
Trying to stay cool.
What are you doing to stay cool?
Staying inside.
Inside.
Mostly. Oh, we went up the mountains. Went up the mountains over the weekend. So got mm-hmm. up in the higher elevation. It was warm up there, too, but not as hot as down here.
You live west of here. Is the fire danger bothersome to you? Have you all cleared all that stuff around? Or
We have. And I think most of our neighbors are pretty good, you know, pretty conscious of that. The CDF. I don't think they come by every year, but they come by every other year or so. And, you know, they walk your property and take a look and do a visual, and they'll leave a note. It's not a, you know, like a ticket or anything, but just a note of suggestions on things to do. And mm-hmm. But, yeah, we do the best we can. And you know, but it's always in the back of your mind. You know, there's a lot of open area. We back up to BLM land, and it's wide open. So, you know, it's always in the back of your mind that there's the risk of fire, and we practice and have a plan. And
well, you the
pay our fire tax, although it was suspended.
I was just getting ready to say that. Fire tax is now suspended, and they think it's going to go away.
Well, it's suspended. I guess what I read in the paper was suspended for 10 years.
Well, and of course, by then, you know, I'm glad you're here today because there was a good, there was a good article in the paper by a guy named Elias, Thomas Elias.
Yes.
He's a columnist.
Yes.
And he was talking, did you get a chance to read that about the, he says, people that say that the California economy is bad or not very good and all these people are moving away and all the companies are moving away. He said, it really doesn't give a good synopsis of how good the California economy is.
Yeah, I didn't read his article about that, but I have read his articles. But I would agree that the economy is steady, I guess is how we portray it. You know, our housing market is strong right now. But all these markets, the housing market, the business, economy supported by our local business, they all cycle. They all have, you know, get strong and then pull back, get strong. We've just had a really long run, really since the 2009 when we were kind of in the depths of an economic crisis. We've had a pretty good run, and it seems to be continuing.
That's what he points out. Yep. He says we're the second strongest economy in the nation next to Washington State. And having just come back from Washington State in Seattle, mm-hmm. and you see what because that's where Amazon's at. They are exploding up there.
Microsoft,
Boeing,
and
Boeing, of course, was trying to get out of Washington State, but Amazon is they're building. I mean. Big buildings down there. I mean, they're talking.
Right.
There are these six huge cranes down in downtown Seattle that are just putting these big buildings up, and it's because of. And they said this boom, you know, you had your Microsoft before, and now Amazon, and this guy is the richest guy in the world now, and all this stuff.
Jeff Bezos. Yeah.
So,
when you look at California, certainly Los Angeles is an economy of its own, and kind of always has been, at least in my adult working life. And then the Silicon Valley and the San Francisco Bay Area have had a really strong run in growth and technology and but it spills over into all the other support services and a lot of other industries that feed into it. And Sacramento's having a kind of a renaissance. If you haven't been down there in a while, the last 5 to 6 years with the Golden One Center opening downtown some strong economic development initiatives that were developed and run by private companies that formed a coalition the large employers down there said we're just going to take economic development into our own hands and we're going to make it happen, and they have. They're bringing in it's now portrayed as kind of Tech East, the Silicon Sacramento. You know, tech sector,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of startup companies, a lot of venture capital, a lot of money's being invested in companies, which is really investing in people in the Sacramento area.
Well, that's one of the things they said is that you still have a lot of young Californians moving out, and part of that reason is that the just the cost of housing. The cost of housing is one of the reasons that we've also have besides having all the good things, we have the highest number of poor. In the nation is also in California, but they base that on a number of different factors just besides your median income, because we have the highest median income or second highest median income. It's because the cost of things here, but especially real estate, and how a lot of the big companies are starting to get satellite offices out in Ogden,
right.
Utah, and Boise, Idaho, and other places so they can have their people work out there where it's cheaper and they can afford to have nice places
That phenomena has happened.
Yeah.
Regularly. I guess there's not an exact cycle, but it's about every 8 to 10 years that's happened in, over the last 30, 40 years where home prices get to be the affordability index gets out of whack and companies start looking for more affordable places to, have their workers. Nevada's been the recipient of a lot of that. you know, Utah, a lot of the peripheral states, the states around California. Mm-hmm. But there still is, you know, there's still a lot of people, as much as we bellyache about it, there's still a lot of people that really love living here.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people that do. And you know what? We like it here, but, you know, it's the they said we had, like, we had one of the largest bonus or surplus in our budget last year, and I was looking at that. When I look at the unfunded liabilities, though, that we have also, we have a huge problem with unfunded liabilities that Mr. Elias didn't even touch on. But I think what he was saying was, he started out by saying is how everybody, you know, the ex-governor of Texas and other people were saying, turning the lights out there, you know, Toyota moved there, there's other companies moving out of state. But what he also wanted to, but he wanted to point out was that California is still extremely strong in what they were doing.
Yeah.
So everybody shouldn't just try to get ready to turn out the lights. Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know what I like about it? Locally owned, locally operated, husband-wife team that started this, you know, this office 8 years ago. And, or started their shop 8 years ago. Great customer service. They were just outstanding gunsmiths there, John and his team. But the customer service is what sets it aside. Every one of the people there are extremely nice. They're very professional, and they're very knowledgeable when they're talking to you about firearms. They have all the firearms and accessories that you could want. Give them a chance to beat the big box stores. Bastiani Arms, discounts for veterans, real discounts for veterans. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back after these messages. Eric Wittstrom and myself.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my hands up.
A true tribute band, Double Trouble. A tribute to Tom Petty and Bob Seger all in one show. Michael Furlong performs his tribute to Tom Petty, and Terry Jail performs his tribute to Bob Seger all in one event. Come out for a night of great rock and roll on Friday, August 11th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Double Trouble. Double Trouble. A tribute to Tom Petty and Bob Seger live in the event center. This is a great performance of all-American rock and roll music packed with dozens of hit songs. You'll recognize and enjoy them all evening long. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Double Trouble, a tribute to Tom Petty and Bob Seger in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, August 11th. A good time will be had by all. For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better at the River.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's electric utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
And now, back to our show.
Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I like that one, buddy.
Good job.
That was good.
Get us going.
Rush. Getty Lee there, singing it out.
Yeah. What a voice.
21 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 1st of August, 2017. 75 degrees right now. It's going to go up to 114 to 117, depending on where you are in the city. So let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk about hydration and the, you know, if you walk around and you take your dog out, if you're in the grass, it's still hot. But if you take them out on concrete, it's really hot. And, you know, they can burn their paws. I mean, literally burn their paws. So think about that. If you take them out, plus they have that heat radiating off the ground up into them. While you're drinking your big fat Slurpee, they don't have a Slurpee. They're just hot. So remember that. And don't leave anything in your car. You know, I'm not just talking dogs. I'm talking kids. It seems to me maybe it's just because it's the reporting, or maybe, I don't know, maybe people are just stupider, you know, in the last year or two. I'm seeing kids being left in cars because moms are going to hair appointments for 3 hours. Kids are being left in them overnight in their cars. The mayor of one town left his kid in there overnight in the car. And, you know, kid's dead when they come back, and then they got him for murder. They think he did it on purpose, and they've got other people that are just leaving their kids in cars. I mean, this is just stupid. You know what? Well, if you want to leave something in the car and make yourself sorry for it, take a box of chocolates and just dump them out onto your front seat and then walk away. Then you're going to say,
I'll let somebody else do that.
tell me
how that works out.
Okay. Hey, look, if you leave a kid in the back of the car, put something up in the front seat with you so that you look at it and you go, bear, what's the bear there for? And then kind of like casually look over your shoulder and see your baby sleeping. Anyway, I mean, I just keep bringing this up because almost every other day I read about another kid. They find another kid in the car. And how many dogs are out there?
There's a real interesting article in one of the magazines I watch about – And Marshall McLuhan and Alvin Toffler warned us about this half a century ago, about the information overload is making us numb, inattentive, and unable to process new information because we are bombarded from all sides 24/7.
I believe that because here we are with our snappy pattern. There's Eric over there. He's catching up on his
I'm reaching column. The column.
He's reading the Elias column yeah. there that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
No, I think, you know what, you hit it pretty much of what he was saying there on that. Hey, do you know anything about the Dabrowski House downtown?
I know that there's less of it today than there was yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. They were selling tickets to watch it come down. Carnegie says, hey, look, come over, get a table and watch him tear this down. But I don't know, Bob, you've been here a long time. What is the Dabrowski House, really? I mean, it was.
Well, the Dabrowskis were a long standing family in this town. Dabrowski's Jewelers in the downtown mall area, in the downtown Reading area, were okay. A major company. And then later on, a clothing business there in that house. And was it Dabrowski House that Thompson's men's shop was in? Or I have my location.
Yeah, Thompson's was on Pine.
Okay.
I'm aware of. Yeah. But it's been vacant.
Yeah, these are some.
Nobody wanted it.
Vacant since I've
been. Well, I went to school with Ed Dabrowski, and that was a very long-standing family in this town.
Okay. Well, they've, of course, this is part of the area for the courts, the new court
yes,
square.
Yes, they're trying to.
And they're tearing down all the buildings.
They're having problems with
transients.
Yeah, with people being inside the house and fires and different things. And
why would people be in there? There's signs that say keep out.
I don't know.
Beats me.
I'm a rule follower.
Yeah.
Mostly.
I'm a rule follower.
Mostly.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Okay, so now they're tearing down.
So they're tearing it down. Yeah. I think the story was that they're going to tear it down to dirt, and we'll be ready when their governor, when he lets the money go.
$155 million.
Yeah.
To build a new courthouse. So they're going to get it kind of like shovel ready there.
Shovel ready.
You know what? Where have we heard shovel ready before?
What do you shovel a lot of?
Stillwater.
Yeah.
Stillwater is shovel ready. You know what? You are an economics kind of guy. You know what? You guys invest. Small businesses, big businesses.
Right.
But you pride yourself on small businesses.
Right.
which is why the only reason we're on the air. So if anybody is really upset we're on the air, start a five-star bank down there on the
come on by and air your grievances.
Air your grievances. Just go on and see Eric. What were you thinking?
Let's get a cup of coffee. We'll figure this out.
But what do you see? They're tearing that down. You see now Stillwater. We had the mayor on yesterday.
Right.
I don't know if you got a chance to listen to him.
I know you
listen to a lot of the shows. Yep. But Brent, what's going on with Stillwater?
And well, they're trying to sell it. I mean, it's not complicated.
It's not complicated.
They're trying. It must be complicated.
There's
not demand, or they're not finding buyers that are wanting to come up and build. But they are.
California.
There's a lot of. Well, but it's not that, Bob. There's people building in California. I mean, it's some of that. You can name a lot of reasons why it won't work, or you can try and find some reasons to sell. And there are companies building in California. There's a huge Amazon distribution just south of the Sacramento airport that's gone up in the last 8 months.
Oh, that would have been nice.
And why have so many companies looked at Redding and Shasta County and said, nah?
I couldn't tell you. I'm not in the middle of those conversations.
Yeah, but you know what?
It happens a lot, though.
I walked in that one time when LaSalle almost had his head on the desk, and I said, what's going on, Mark? Because these guys he'd been working with for literally a couple years, big companies.
There are a lot of companies that have looked, and there's a lot of, gone beyond just being out of the batter's box or being on the on-deck circle and been in the batter's box.
Well, this one company was all set to pull the trigger, and then they had their international company. Big reverses in Europe. It had nothing to do with here, but it slowed them down. So, but I think that – but what Brent said yesterday was they want to give it another year or two.
Well, if you don't, what are you going to do? I mean, if they own it, they have bonds that they're legally obligated to pay.
$650,000 a year.
Yes, and so they own it. So they should continue to do what they're doing, actively market it. I think that they're coming up with a feasibility study, which is kind of a common practice at a period of time. In large commercial developments, to come up with a feasibility study to look at not only our local market but the regional and national market for this type, and see if they should make a change in what they're marketing it. But they own it. These decisions.
It's not like you can walk away from it.
No, the decisions to build, and I read the paper and the comments back and forth in the paper. I try and stay off of the personal comments.
Facebook.
Most of them aren't informed. But the decision to buy the land and build was made. We moved here in 2000, and it was made about that time. I remember seeing it in the paper.
It was already built by the time we got here.
That's when the city made the commitment to build it. And so they've built it. And now they're marketing it.
Ken Dagg has come out and said, you know what? Why don't we think about subdividing those out so there's, smaller areas.
There's a lot of good ideas. Kent's idea is certainly, potentially a good one. And there's a lot of other good ideas on other ways to market the same property. And that's what this feasibility study that I think Brent commented on yesterday.
Yeah, I think he did.
They'll hire a professional that understands industrial land. And understands the market for industrial land outside of a major, outside of a major metropolitan area, and should come up with some suggestions with them. I'm sure they'll consider that.
I know that Tony Giovanella.
Yes.
The fact that I pronounce his name right is one of the higher points of my life here.
Joe Comente's too.
And Comente. Yeah, Joe Comente. That's because his beautiful wife came in here one day and
Debbie?
thumbed me in the eye and said, here, this is how you pronounce it. And I've never forgotten it because my eye still hurts. Every time I see her, it waters.
If she wants your attention, she'll get it.
It was like with Paletti when I called him Bob. he says, don't call me Bob.
Boy, did you get a cop look
at
him?
Did I get a cop look at him? I said, I mispronounced him. He's don't call me Bob. All right. Tony has been working hard, and he tells me some things we can't talk about on the air. I mean, he doesn't give me the lowdown, but he says, but look, we've got these kind of things going.
There's energy and activity.
There's a lot of energy there. Yep. And if anybody can do it, it's the guys we got in this group now that can bring it in, if anybody can.
Yep.
All right. Hey, I'm here with Eric Wittstrom. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages with our next guest.
Join me live weekdays from noon to 3 right here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
So get on your bed for a scooter and ride.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 right here in the heart of Redding. We're at ground zero of the reclamation of Redding. That's right. They're down the street. They're going to be building, knocking down old buildings, putting new ones up, putting them up behind us, across the street, everywhere. This is going to be great, right down here. Hey, it's 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 75 degrees going up to anywhere from 114 to 116 today. Weather report's always brought to you, not the weather. The weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350. Why? Because it's the best in-home health care, whether it's short-term or long-term, you are going to find in the Northern California area. Sharon Clark is simply outstanding. And her people are know exactly what they're supposed to do, and they treat it's almost like their family really well, the people they take care of. Affordable solutions that keeps your family in the home. 226-8350, Home Helpers. All right. I'm here with
somebody.
Bob from Redding. Good morning, Bob from Redding.
Yeah, Carl. You know, I've listened to your show a long time. I've met you many a time. And, you know, I don't know. I'm listening to you this morning, and it seems like this recall and the different things that they're doing in Redding with the problem with where they're building that stuff down by the airport and stuff. You know, it sounds like you think this is a big joke, but it's costing the people in this town, in this county, an awful lot of money.
Oh, you mean
and,
you mean Stillwater? You mean
you
Stillwater?
Know, it's nothing to laugh about.
I don't.
And it's we're getting charged by not PG&E, but REU. We're getting charged in our taxes, and all these people on the city board, they think this is a joke. And now I know it started before they got on the board, but you know they're backing it.
Well, you know,
and I don't think this is a funny thing. I think this is very serious. The charge is what it costs the people of Reading for this.
$695,000 a year at the minimum. And yeah. I nobody, Bob, I'm not making a joke about this because every time I get people on here, what are you going to do about it? And this is the same answer is, well, we've got to keep trying to sell it because right now I frankly don't think they know what to do with it. They Weaver before they you know to try and figure out if they're going to keep trying to sell it as an individual or sell it for a large.
The people are renting another $1 million every year that they're trying to play this game. Reading should not be in the property business.
Oh, I agree with that. In fact, I asked him, why aren't they selling off property they have here? When we need money, why don't they sell off some of this property?
Yeah, well, what's wrong with that?
I don't see anything wrong with that.
They're willing to spend money. They spent over $200,000 getting rid of a police chief that was very good because somebody called Tipton does not like this man. And, you know... Carl, this is ridiculous. We've got to start getting rid of these people. I mean, they're like the mafia running this city.
Well, Bob, I appreciate your phone call because I think you're right. I don't know about mafia, but I think people need to come in with some new. I think people need to come in with some new ideas. Well, I haven't heard any yet. But Tipton's only been there less than 3 weeks or 4 weeks, and let's see what he comes out with. This is the month he's supposed to come out with his plan, his 6 month and 12 month plan. Let's see what he says. If it's some, if
well,
it's all the same.
Follow up right where Starman ended up.
Well, I hope we have newer. Newer ideas. Okay, Bob. Thanks a lot, buddy, for calling.
Great. You have a good day.
You too, sir.
There you go.
Well, you know, see, there are people upset.
No, there are people upset.
And they should
so.
Be.
The mob has got
upset.
The pitchforks and torches going, man.
Well, you know what? The thing about this, and we haven't even gotten to our guest yet, but we will. Rob, promise me we will get to. In fact, Rob, you can roll in on this. You're getting ready to retire. So I'm here with Rob Streeter, who's a sales manager and training manager over there at Yamaha CD. And you've obviously lived here your whole life.
Well, not my whole life, but I've been here since 84, so okay, I've seen a great deal of change.
And you've seen a lot of change here. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about the business here in a minute. But this gentleman, and he's upset, but there's a lot of people upset, you know, on this. We know that because we know Giovanella, the guy that's trying to sell Stillwater, how hard he's working and all the things he's doing. But I guess it comes down to –
But I you know fall back here and I listen and I hear the people that are upset.
Yeah.
But the choice they're trying to sell it. So I don't know what I don't know what else you do. They legally have contracted. They have bonds they have to pay. If they don't pay the bonds, they're in default. And then they'll get sued. And I don't think that's a good choice.
No.
And so there's not. At least I'm not aware of, you know, other money going in other than paying for the bonds that are, you know, it's a loan.
I think Stillwater was a great idea at a wrong time.
Yeah.
They started that project and the idea was great. And then they got bit by the shrinking economy that we all suffered through here in Northern California. And now they're trying to play catch up. The problem we have here is the investment has been made. So it's not something we can walk away from. We've got to find a solution.
Yeah.
I think they're actively working. But as we look at that, and yes, it's a problem, and yes, we made a mistake, okay, but who knew the economy was going to crash? I think we have to back up as you mentioned, I've been here since 84. So let's back up and look at the other things that have happened here in the city since then, some of the good choices. You know, when they built the new city hall, people were all up in arms. They were, oh, the Taj Mahal. They went on and on and on. I had a good friend that was inside the city at that time who was a draftsman for the city. They built that building for $174 a square foot. You can't build a luxury home for $174 a square foot.
Exactly right.
They did an amazing job with that. They used our dollars well. We have something we can be proud of. They waved the way they've dressed up
Cypress
as it goes on through and into downtown.
I like the way they've done that. Yes.
They've done a lot of good things, too. So I think as upsetting as the Stillwater situation is, let's back up and look at the big picture and say, yeah, they made a mistake or two. Have you made any mistakes in your business? I certainly have in mine.
Sure.
The fact that we still turn it on every morning is a great surprise to my banker.
And here we are.
And here we are. That's right.
He's pulling
thousands of dollars out of my account every month. Okay, not thousands. You're right. Hey, you know, Rob, that's a good point. That's a really good point. Sometimes we forget that. But see, when you're surrounded by alligators, and which is what a lot of people think that we are, and we're not talking about 5 or 10. We're talking hundreds, if not thousands, of people that are seeing things that are going, my gosh, you know, this is going down. This is going down. You have seen a lot of things that have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And since I've been here, and it's been 10 years
right.
since I've been here, I've seen a lot of change. And not necessarily all of it for the good. I like to think about all the tech startups we've had and the business startups.
I think we've had some.
And don't worry, we got a whole half hour here, buddy. You're not getting out.
No, I'm good. I've got all day.
I know, brother. We only had you for a certain segment, but you know, you've got some good insights too. But I also see the problem that when I drive down to Tiger Field, like the other night, I came in, when I drove into Tiger Field, there was like 25, maybe more people on the left-hand side as you're pulling into the library on that side before you kind of got into the park. And then as you drove further into the park, there was another 25, 30 people in there, all homeless transient types as you're going into the baseball game. Now, Rick Bassetti controls that whole a swath of that park. And Brent Weaver said yesterday they're thinking about just leasing him the rest of the park for a buck and letting him take care of all of it to, you know, and keep it clean. But that in itself, and it's not just in Reading, but that in itself has had, I think, a big impact on people.
It's had a huge impact on people, and it's had a huge impact on people out of our area. I have good friends that lived here years ago, now live in Salem, Oregon. They hear about our homeless problem in Salem, Oregon. I've got friends in Sacramento. They hear about our homeless problem in Sacramento. It's an issue that we've not found a solution to. I'm great at finding the problems. I'm not great at solutions, but we've got to do something to correct that. And let's take this a full circle back to the discussion that Bob spoke about on air just a moment ago about Stillwater. If you were a tech startup business and you were really contemplating moving to Stillwater Park, moving your business from somewhere else to here, and you drove through downtown Reading, I'm telling you, you just might not be so excited once you see the homeless population. And I think that's an issue. I don't have the solution, but I think we've got to find something that is humane, something that's fair, and we've got to try and help this situation instead of continue to support it.
Well, and kick the can down the road and hope something else comes up. One of the things Weaver did say yesterday, one of the big things people are saying is housing first. He just went over to his wife's parents live in Salt Lake City. His wife's family lives there. So they were over in Salt Lake City. So he wanted to go down there and see the that housing first, where no matter what, you get housing. You don't have to stop using drugs or alcohol or anything. Just take you off the street. He said, first of all, that's bursting. Then you went down to their Pioneer Park, a big, huge park. He said, must have been 1,000 homeless in there, just stacked in there. Their drug problems, their rapes, murders, gunfights. And it was in the paper. What are we going to do about this? Now, this was when the guy was here from Housing First. We had him on the show. And he said, no, there's still going to be homeless coming, but we've got to be, you know, we've got to take care of it. Well, they're inundated at this point. You know, so there was a humane situation, but it just made the situation worse, at least in Salt Lake City. So I don't know. You're right. there has to be a solution that somehow takes care of our own here and keeps everybody else out, because the police did their thing there, and 50% of the people were from Utah. The other 50% were from other places coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hey, look, we got to take a break, and when we come back with Rob Streeter, we're going to talk Yamahas.
There we go.
And in the business, how it got in there, and what's going on with the business here, and the economy is, you know, you've seen, y'all have gone through the worst part, now it's starting to come back.
Been through the best and been through the worst, and now we're somewhere in the middle.
All right, we'll be right back.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds at Overtime Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino, August 3rd from 6:30 to 8:30. Come join me, Linda Bott, for a fun evening of music with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass. That's 6:30 to 8:30, August 3rd in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. See you there.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Hey, Linda, where do you think the best place in town is to get a sandwich?
Well, my favorite is the Best Little Sandwich Shop. I like the one on Eureka.
Well, you know, they've got four locations. They have Anderson, another place on Churn Creek in Redding, and, of course, Palisadro.
Remember the party we went to the other day? The food was catered by the Best Little Sandwich Shop, and it was amazing.
It was some of the best food I've had at any one of those types of events.
Just mention Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Get 10% off at the Best Little Sandwich Shop at any of the four locations.
Check out the menu at tbls.com. The Best Little Sandwich Shop.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Botten, Eric Woodstrom, president of Northern Vision, five-star bank, business-oriented bank here. 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, Wellgate Sports Club brings you this segment. Wellgate Sports Club, you know, it's going to be 116 degrees out there today. So instead of going out and running along the road, just go into where it's air-conditioned and punish your body. At Wellgate Sports Club, and if you really want to get into a good workout, hop into their saltwater pool, the only indoor saltwater pool in Redding you can work out. And after you've had a great workout and a clean atmosphere and highly professional people in there, then go into Boheme Spa like Bob does and get a facial. And he gets his facial, maybe even a pedicure. pedicure.
That's why he
and
has a smile
and
in the
then
morning.
He walks out and he feels very happy. He's had his facial, his pedicure, and his 12 miles on his bike. So, you know what, Bob? You know, there's worse lives out there. Then he gets into his Jeep with no air conditioning and rides home.
Actually, I have that working again. And by the way, speaking of air conditioning, the air conditioning at Wellgate works just fine.
It's great there. You know, just get in there. Hey, Eric and I are here with Rob Streeter, who is a sales manager, a training manager at Yamaha Sea-Doo. Okay, tell us about the company. It's been around for a while.
Okay, yeah, the company's been around a while. The company was originally started in 97. Steve McCarley bought it in November of 98. It was originally started by Harrison's Marine, and when Harrison sold their marine business out to Marine Max wanted nothing to do with the power sports side.
Uh-huh.
Steve McCarley had been a manager at Harrison, so he bought the power sports dealership, and I went to work for him just shortly thereafter.
Now, when was this?
That would have been November of 98.
Okay.
And I had an extensive background. I started working in a Yamaha dealership in Wyoming in 1967. So I've got a few years under my belt. So my wife is his controller, and I have been a sales manager for a number of years. And so the business began to build, and we went through the early 2000s, which were just an incredible time for that industry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You couldn't screw up bad enough and not still make money during those years. And it was just great. And then
that's a good way of putting it. And, you couldn't make enough mistakes not to make
you
money.
You couldn't do it, yeah. Business grew. We started a boat dealership in 2002. In 2005, we opened up a dealership in Red Bluff. And in 2006, 2007, we bought a dealership in Woodland. So we had four stores at the height. And then 2007 hit.
Oh, yeah.
And that decimated our industry because the products that we sell are wants, not needs. Consequently, we went from 100, 120 units a month to 25. And everything just shrunk up. So we sold off the Woodland store and then in 2000 sold off the boat dealership, and they failed a couple years later. We sold the Red Bluff store in 2010 in December. So it was all shrunk back into one store. I left for a couple years. Just Steve had more help than he really needed. And then I came back three and a half years ago and took back over. And we're seeing back a bit. But I was telling one of your cohorts this morning. He said, do you see the economy improving? And I said, yes, I do. But let me tell you how it's improving. And if you want to know what's going on in the economy in any community, I want you to call a power sports or a boat dealership because they'll tell you. We are the first thing to leave your budget when things get tough.
Oh, yeah.
We are the last thing to be added back in when things get good. If you want to know what the economy is in any area, call a power sports or a boat dealership. They'll tell you right now. So as the economy has begun to improve, here's how I describe it. Have you ever been out in the woods walking down a trail? And you walk for a ways, and you turn, and you look back, and you go, oh, my gosh, look, we've actually been going uphill. But the climb is so gradual, you don't feel it while you're walking. You can only see it when you look back. That's how our economy is coming back. Now, there's two things about that. First off, it's slow, and the slow sometimes can be painful. But secondly, it's healthy. It's not some boon. We're not just taking incredible inflation of homes and using them as ATM machines and then losing everything later. It's a slow, gradual growth, and I think we are on a very, very healthy path. I just hope it continues.
Well, you see that, Eric.
Yes.
I mean,
no,
Eric, it's exactly what Eric's been telling me for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I didn't realize it was this gradual.
At least for me.
But
I couldn't agree more. I think that we're seeing a slow, steady growth. There's mm-hmm. different sectors that kind of move a little faster and slow. But and I think it's healthy, too, because the boom and bust cycle is not healthy for most of the people in the economy.
It's not healthy for the people in the economy, and the place that it's really not healthy is when we have that boon and bust thing, the bust hurt way too many people.
Yep.
Well, you know, the boons help too few.
I think you're absolutely right, though, about take a look at the industry, because it's the first things that go are the nice to have.
It's discretionary
all the toys. And then so when you come back, and then they start coming back. Now, you all sell a number of different, I mean, because I've been down there, I've seen it, and your side-by-sides. I've ridden in your side-by-sides. And I, you know what? It's like you could climb the side of a mountain straight up.
They're pretty amazing.
I mean, I tell you, you go out with Lighty. You go out with Lighty in one of those. It's scary because we'll go places and I'm thinking, okay, now where should I, now when I jump from this, when we turn over, should I be jumping uphill or should I kind of like try to jump backwards and downhill because we're going to go over? But the thing never even leaves the ground. Then crossing streams where you're floating from spot to spot, you know, and then you'd hit, you know, when you hit, you get traction, you jump forward. I mean, I never knew you could do that with these.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. A lot of the products, and you know, you mentioned our products. We've got such a vast array now. We carry two brands of ATVs, both Yamaha and Can-Am, two brands of side-by-sides, both Yamaha and Can-Am, two brands of personal watercraft, both Sea-Doo and Yamaha. We carry Yamaha and Ranger boats, and then, of course, we carry all the Yamaha motorcycle products, as well as the Can-Am Spyder, the three-wheel Spyder. So,
are those pretty popular?
They have been very popular. They've been a little softer here lately, but the big bike market has been soft. So That's just a part of a trend that we're going through. But they've been very popular. The place that they're really great is people who do have balance issues or getting a little older, have a little trouble balancing their bike, and they're not ready to give up. We've sold a number to disabled people in wheelchairs. And they build a rack and mount their wheelchair on the side, and away they go, and they can ride with everyone. Fantastic, fantastic opportunity in that.
Well, no, regard. I see that. As you get older, you know, you see the trikes start appearing. So this Can-Am, and if people are not sure what this is, it's two wheels up front and one wheel in the back. So it's like a trike, except it's in the opposite direction, as you would think. But they're very stable, and you can really take some corners with
them. And that's the purpose. You know, as you go into a corner, all that weight goes to the outside wheel supporting the machine, as opposed to a conventional trike where you go into a corner and it has a tendency to lift the outside wheel.
It does. And I've
much
seen
more
that.
Stable.
Oh, no, I've seen that going, following people on trikes or in sidecars. I've seen them make a turn in the right wheel of that cart or the of their side hat is up in the air, and I'm going, whoa, I wonder how much longer further you can push that one. But you're right, the other one will stay in there. Now, so I think you're right about how the economy comes back, and you can tell through the power sports and all this. But, you know, they've been around a long time. And I mean, do they have – you got any big sales coming up? I mean, it's toward the end of the year, the summer and all that.
Oh, come on, Carl. I'm in retail. Everything's on sale.
Well
– you know that. Everything's on sale. Come see us.
I just threw it out there for you, man. That was raw meat, okay?
Oh, I love
that.
Yeah.
Only got 3 minutes left here.
Okay, well, here's what we have. We're drawing to the middle of summer and soon approaching the end. So this is the time of year that we put our personal watercraft and our boats on sale. One of the things that we've had such great success with this year is Ranger, which is well known for bass and fishing boats, came out with a line of pontoon boats. And we have done exceptionally well with the Ranger pontoon boats. The quality is exceptional. The reliability has been phenomenal. They're great performing boats. They're gorgeous looking boats. And they are reasonably priced. So we've done very,
like
very well.
These like the party boats you're talking about?
We've got party boats and fishing models. We're talking nice. But, I can't believe the station doesn't own one of those to entertain
clients.
They
should have a couple
of
them.
I can't believe.
I'm thinking right after we're going to get an ink pen and take care of this. And you should have a key.
Well, I do. I have a key to the whole place.
I think this is a great deal.
That's what your banker has.
Yeah, I'll just go right to my banker and say, hey, buddy, we need to have one. I can't believe y'all aren't finding a way of advertising how great you guys are by just providing us one, and we talk about it all the time.
Well, you know, I think we could arrange a two-hour cruise.
Well, you know what? We just might do that. I love those boats, you know, because to me – I can go out there. We can relax. We have friends on it. You can fish off it with no problem like that. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's just there's more room on it. You can float around with, you know, sit in your life preserver. You know how you put your legs through them now. So you just kind of sit out there in the water. It's hard to. I like to think of it as a Redding tuxedo because you're out there stepping in it in the water. So hey, we're here with Rob Streeter. He's the sales manager and training manager over at Yamaha Sea-Doo. But it's obvious that you've got a lot on the ball here, and you're not going to be there a lot longer.
Not a lot longer. I'm preparing to retire. I'm looking forward to it. Got a lot of projects. I ordered a T-shirt the other day. It said, I have a retirement plan. I plan on going riding.
There you go. So obviously you have a lot of wheeled
Have a garage full of toys. Have a garage full of toys. Yeah.
That's great. You know, I really liked your insight too on the on things that you've seen here. The fact that what the economy needs to do, as opposed to what people would like it to do. I think the housing market is coming back. It seems like it when you start getting letters from people that say, "Do you want to sell your house?" kind of thing. Rob Streeter, thank you so much for being with us today. And where are y'all located at?
1936 Twin View Boulevard. That's right on I-5 north of town. Head right out. Get off on the Twin View Boulevard by Record Searchlight. Head north 1 mile, and there we are, right next to Churn Creek.
All right, there you go. We'll be right back after the news with our Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
The news is sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive on KCNR, Shasta Reading.
We're watching to see if the president's tweeting habits will change now that General John Kelly is the White House chief of staff. On Tuesday morning, Kelly's second day on the job, Mr. Trump fired off three tweets before 10 a.m. In two of them, he touted the economy, and in the third, the president said, "Only the fake news media and Trump enemies want me to stop using social media." He added that it's the only way for me to get the truth out.
As White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, Senator Lindsey Graham says he has confidence that the new White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, can help restore order after some recent turf battles, but he also told NBC's Today Show there's no question about it. He supports President Trump and his administration.
I will push back against him. I will call him out when I think he's saying things bad for the country. But I have an obligation to work with him. And if he will help me and others deliver a new form of health care, I need to help him. He is our president, by the way.
Senator Lindsey Graham appearing on NBC's Today Show. Consumer spending slowed in June as income growth turned into the weakest performance, I should say, in 7 months. Spending is closely watched because it accounts for 70% of overall economic growth in this country. Vice President Mike Pence is conveying a message of support from the United States to Georgian leaders at an official dinner in Tbilisi, including support against possible threats from Russia.
At this very moment, just 40 miles from where we stand, Russian tanks stand on occupied territory in South Ossetia. Today, Russia continues to occupy one-fifth of Georgian territory.
And Pence said that America hopes that Georgia prospers and becomes a strong country. The major index is booming in early trading on Wall Street right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 91 points. The high-tech NASDAQ up by 16. More details at townhall.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bugby Gun 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Europe's economic expansion kept on rolling and even picked up a little steam in the second quarter. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
The economy in the 19 countries that use the euro currency expanded by 0.6% compared to the quarter before and by 2.1% compared to a year earlier. The eurozone is being boosted by a growing global economy, strong consumer and business sentiment, and massive monetary stimulus from the European Central Bank. The ECB has been reluctant to announce when it will dial back the stimulus in the form of bond purchases scheduled to run at least through year end. That's because annual inflation at 1.3% remains below its goal of just under 2%. Jeremy House reporting.
Alaska Airlines says it's taking precautions, including requiring employees to change their passwords after Virgin America's computer systems were hacked. Alaska bought California-based Virgin America last year. More on these stories from townhall.com. That solar eclipse coming up is looking like it's going to be a bona fide celestial wonder, as Keith Peters reports.
The August 21st solar eclipse, when passage of the moon completely blocks out the sun, will be seen first in Oregon and cut diagonally across 14 states to South Carolina. It will be the first total solar eclipse visible coast to coast since 1918. The best places to see it fall within a 60 to 70 mile wide swath known as the Path of Totality.
That is correspondent Keith Peters. Uber plans to launch its own credit card, partnering with the British bank Barclays. Uber would be the first of the ride-sharing companies to have a co-branded credit card. They are popular for companies to try and cement customer loyalty to use their products or services, and they typically give points or credits toward awards, with the most popular cards offering airlines and hotels if you accrue enough of those points. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 here on August the 1st, 2017. Wow. August 1st, 2017. I cannot believe that it's going to be, it's already August here. Gee, it's almost Christmas time. Why is it so hot? 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into the chat room and say hello. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Bob, I see a lot of red on your, your computer there.
There is an excessive heat warning out from the National Weather Service. Details, sunny and hot today will be the worst of the lot, supposedly. High near 114. Doesn't get a whole lot better tomorrow, though. High should be around 113. And then it drops down dramatically to 104. So rough week ahead of us. We're checking but there is an official heat warning out from the National Weather Service.
What about for the fire danger, buddy?
Fire danger remains elevated. Interesting, though, because humans tend to stay inside. Man-caused fires are down during these periods of extreme heat. But all it takes is one moron operating a weed whacker at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Or how about somebody taking their boat to the lake with the chain dropping?
And you're sparking along the freeway. The Happy Fire, just before you got to Redding, we had a huge fire in Happy Valley that just devastated many, many homes. And it was started by somebody who didn't bother keeping their chain secure. Speaking of boat to the lake, Shasta Lake is down just 22 feet from the top of the dam at 1,045 feet above sea level. And in Redding right now, we are at 82 degrees and rising. And all of the above brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane.
I tell you what, a locally owned business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Judy and Chuck Kinney are just outstanding people. Give them a call, 365-3793. By the way, it is as cool as it's going to be during the whole day and the night right now. Because tonight, the low is only 81. So this is it. So reach out and embrace this weather, everybody. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in town. This is where we go to buy jewelry. And they have the only trained watch repairman. The only watch repairman in the whole area, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Stop by 2225 Hilltop Drive, Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Outstanding people down there. I say outstanding a lot because I know these people. And every time, we don't do reads unless we know them. And we do business with them. So that's the way it is. That's what we talk about. Five Star Bank. I'm here with Eric Woodstrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank.
Good morning.
So that tells me there's more than one division then.
There's more than one.
More than one division. If you're the Northern Division.
Yeah, from Sacramento North. We're south of Sacramento.
You got Chico too, right?
Yeah, Chico, Redding, Rancho Cordova, Elk Grove, Sacramento.
If you go into the Five Star Bank, you'll be lulled into, because you walk in there and you don't see a lot of people in there. Because you even know that we do a lot of our banking there with you all. And, you know, then the people there are just just really friendly. And I mean, I can't believe how many times they've
rescued. They're there to help.
Oh, they've rescued me so many times. And,
most of our, a lot of our customers, like you guys, you do a lot of things online, electronically, and then the times that you come in is when we need, you know, when you need help. And, you know, when you dial, if you're with one of the big banks, you have to dial 1-800 da 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 and have our guy get someone. We pick up the phone and we help.
This is what I like. I call in the Five Star Bank. Good morning. Oh, hi, Carl. What? Need to move money? Okay, they don't say that.
It shows up on caller ID. We know you're calling in.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
They just don't know my voice?
They know your voice, too.
Yeah, because
everybody
got the same people there.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, speaking of knowing your voice and knowing people that help around here, you know, the bank itself, of course, is into business. I mean, you're into small business and big business, right? And y'all write, y'all have helped a lot of
people and
businesses start here.
Yes.
So you've got. That's why when I go down and I'll see Eric once a week. I just stop by and have him beat me up on my thoughts. Hey, what do you think about this idea?
We challenge each other.
We do. And in fact, I've got some.
Got some
a sheet. I've got.
Oh,
a
good.
Fact.
Let's go.
I've got a sheet of things I'll give you after the show. But business, when you're helping businesses get off the ground, what do you do? I mean, they have to come in there. If they come into you, they come in with what, a business plan?
You know, we talk about the team. We talked about a few. You know, you have your accountant or tax person, an attorney to help you with some of the legal documents, banker to help with providing loans. You provide capital and the idea and the energy. And we work, you know, we sit down and talk about sharing experiences and what your plans are and how you're going to execute the plans. And
you know what I like? There's a no BS approach on this. You can go to other places and that will take 2 or 3 weeks to get a decision. We had our decision in a day of whether you could do it or not. And
in light of that, you're here.
In light of that, after 8 years, how many businesses have you –
I don't know.
Have you think that you started over the last 8 or 9 years that aren't there anymore?
Oh, that aren't there?
Well, probably. You know what?
But no, I don't.
You probably – most of yours probably still there.
Yeah. I think they are.
Because you don't make a
knock on wood, we haven't had a failure or something we've had to liquidate or wind down.
Really?
Ever. Not in the last decade. We've had some that have struggled, and we work with them to get through it.
No.
But, and there might be we've had people that have passed away or businesses that have chosen to close, and we work, with the owners to do it in an orderly manner.
Well, that's good.
Happens.
Yeah, because I was thinking but you don't loan money unless you've got a pretty good feeling that the people that are in it know what they're doing and all this. And there's some what business do you? There's some businesses though you probably kind of like shy away from, like restaurants or
no,
that's not one.
We've helped finance the opening of a couple of restaurants.
So
and
I guess
brew
again,
pubs and different things like that.
I guess it comes down to
the people and their skills. There's a misconception that we provide capital. We don't provide capital. We provide a loan, and you have to pay it back. So the capital comes from the owner, or we call it F&F, friends and family, to help get it off the ground. And that's the money that's first at risk. And then we provide loans that. Whether it's a revolving line of credit or term loans to help provide, to get businesses going, buy fixed assets, buy computers and buildings and tenant improvements and different things like that to help them operate their business.
Okay.
Yeah, it works.
It works.
Yeah.
There's obviously it's simple, huh?
So far, and it's not always simple. It sounds simple. It's not always simple.
Not always simple.
But, we try to do, just as you said, give a quick answer, one way or the other, a thoughtful answer. If the answer is no, maybe it's a no with an alternative. But,
it says here is that.
Uh-oh. Okay. I'm going to be challenged.
It says that when you walk into the Five Star Bank, the tellers are always shushing you. They don't want you to wake up the guy in the back office.
That's me. That's beautiful. There's some truth to that.
Oh, you know what? That was cute.
It's nap time.
Hey, you know what? We're going to take a quick break, but I've got here with me Celestina Traver, who is the one who is the – Tommy Key will tell you she's the heart of the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. And she goes, well, what'd you invite me for if you're going to talk about banking? It's because it's kind of get you a little warm up here and get going like this. And if I don't talk to Eric, he gets his feelings hurt. So – And but this thin skin. I know. In fact, I can even tell you because he probably does business with you. Who that was, even though it says anonymous.
That's all right.
I know who.
That's
it is.
Okay. I deserve it.
That was cute. Okay, Celestina, we're going to be right back after these messages.
Okay. Let the good times roll. Let them knock you around.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Use ceiling fans to keep cool in occupied rooms. But remember to turn them off when you leave. Ceiling fans left on in unoccupied rooms waste energy and cost you money. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Hey, Carl, let's find a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Okay, what are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
All right, let's go.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Murders, riots, violence, terrorism, hatred, racism, all result from a failed liberal progressive ideology. When you take pliable minds and instill violent, hate-filled rhetoric into them, you create mentally unstable individuals. Understand, there are evil people in this world who use their religion and beliefs as justification for their violent, evil actions. Your best protection from this corrupt ideology is having a sincere relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable, first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR1460. 83 degrees going up to 114 to 116 today. You can pick the one you like. If you want to just be 114, be 114. If you want to be 116, be 116. Whatever you look at, it's going to be a new record out there today. So be careful, hydrate. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Crackmaster brings you the segment of the show, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a chip in your windshield, less, you know, smaller than a dime, to cracks 2.5 feet in length. You want to go down and talk to Jeff Wurst. He has all of the training that a person could possibly have. He's been through countless workshops on how to repair your windshield. And he won't waste your time. If he can fix it, he'll fix it. If he can't, he'll tell you. And he does good work. He guarantees it for life. I had a crack in my windshield, 12 inches in length. He fixed, at this point, 10 years ago. And it's never gotten any bigger, and you still can't see it. I can't see much more than that. Jeff Wurst, 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373, and he's a veteran. And it's a veteran-owned business. All right, I'm back with Eric Wickstrom, who is my co-host, and Celestina Traver, who is representing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. And during the break, she says, you know, It's funny, you know, you were talking about businesses starting, and right now the veterans, the VA and the government is pushing women veterans entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's really great that your bank and is really supporting everything, because I see a huge rise in women veterans, the push to own their own businesses and getting loans and needing loans that you offer.
Well, what do you see? What can the Veterans Service Office do for our women? Well, women and male veterans that want to get want to start their own business? Because, you know, the way I see it, a lot of our veterans come out and they've been taking orders. They've been jumping to what other people say for years. Sometimes it's 4, sometimes it's, you know, 24. A lot of them want to come out and work for themselves, I think. So what can you all do for them over there at the Veterans Service Office?
Well, I think that our office has the know. We encourage them. We link them to the banks and
resources.
The different resources. Absolutely. We are constantly reading, and it's they have this big push about beyond the battlefield and how to guide them and support them in this to be successful, so we have less veterans on the street and that we get them up and going, and it helps with their self-esteem. It's an incredible movement.
Now, we have a group here in town that find housing for veterans. And I'm trying to remember the name of it. I should know it.
Veterans
Resource Center. Thank you very much. It was really tough. I had the word Veterans Resource in it. But they do a great job.
Absolutely.
And finding housing for our veterans.
Absolutely.
That need it. So once they have housing, then they can move into their, you know, start training for jobs and then for their, you know, get their lives going forward. And you all provide a lot of guidelines for that, or at least a lot of assistance in pushing them in the right direction.
Connecting. We have a brand new book in our lobby that has all the job listings, and we partner with the VRC, we partner with EDD, and we're constantly in communications with them and emails on the newest everything, so that when they're sitting right in front of us, we can just encourage them and give us them the new information.
I get something every week that says there's 3,000 jobs and running. I forwarded that to you, Eric.
I didn't see it.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
Yeah, I think I forwarded it to you yesterday. Maybe it was later in the afternoon. You may not have seen it yet. Because we were all, Eric and I were discussing, are there really 3,000 jobs in running? And we don't think so. Because a lot of them are, or, you know, listed twice, I think, or 3 or 4, maybe even 5 times. But there are jobs in Reading.
Absolutely.
So do you, I mean, you're a resource there, so now they can see if there's a job out there for veterans that are seeking jobs.
We have EDD. We have
and that's that link up you have with them, because EDD mm-hmm. has a section for veterans.
They do.
Over there. They have an office for veterans that will help veterans mm-hmm. find jobs. Will companies get some kind of tax relief or something for hiring veterans?
I believe there is something. I'm not really in the know of that, but I know that they get jobs 24 hours in advance before anybody else, so the veterans can get a jump on their resume and send it in.
I know you told me, Eric, that if it came down between two people with the same – and I thought this was cool. It came down with the same – and both of them had the same
background
and experience level and all that, that you would choose a veteran.
Well, sure.
Always. So, you know, so it may not be officially, but there's always – you know, there's a hiring – veterans hiring preference, at least in the northern division of Five Star Bank up here. And I think that's cool. I would hope that the county and the city also have veteran preference. I believe they do. And I've asked them before, and people that should know didn't know, but they came back, and I believe they both have a veteran – you get a veteran's preference.
I know federal and Cal Vet does.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so what are some of the other things that are going on? Where's Tommy, by the way? Not that we don't like having you here, and Bob making these strange noises.
That's your –
was that you, Bob? Was that you, Bob, or was that your computer?
It was – something unexpected on the iPad, yes.
No, okay. I'm not sure what that is. Did you finally tell Tommy? Look, Tommy.
Enough.
Let me go over there and tell him what's really happening.
Let me straighten things out here.
He wanted me to come on and talk more about women veteran things and the upcoming movement. We see a lot of movement in Oregon and California. CalVet is really pushing for women veteran entrepreneurship and empowering them and moving them from getting out from the yellow ribbon into a transition. So they're not just being dropped out of the military and nothing to do, which is this brand new movement I see. They are focusing on painting, and they're actually in Oregon, they're displaying an art project, and it's moving throughout the United States.
Okay, for women veterans and who are looking for jobs?
They paint, and they're presenting their artwork, and they can sell it as well.
All right. Yeah. I see. So do you see is there a women's veterans movement here in Reading? Do you see a number of them? Looking to start their own businesses and
yes,
such?
I do. Mostly in Sacramento, though. I think that once Sacramento takes off and we keep continuously pushing it and getting the information out, that it will move more here in Reading.
Okay. Is there late age limits on this? In other words, when they come back, a lot of times they just get out, they're 20. Something. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them have been veterans, right. and maybe went home and came out after they got out and raised a family, but now they're ready to get back into business. That's the same thing because they're women veterans. You all will have all the information and be able to help them too. It's not an age bracket on this.
No, there isn't, but they are really focusing on the post 9/11 women veterans. There is a organization called Women Veteran Alliance that has taken off, and what they do is it's a focus group, and they're directly impacting the quality of life of women veterans. That's what they focus on.
I think
on.
Those are the ones that come up here like once a year, and they had like 100 and something people in a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Tuition. For you, the other big thing for becoming an entrepreneur and becoming a success is training or education after you get out of the service. They just passed. I saw this. It made me happy. Was this thing that said once a veteran, always a veteran. That they took away the limit on the VA on your education. It used to be you had 10 years to use it. Okay. Your GI Bill for an education. Then they changed it to 15, and they just voted to say, nope, if you earned that, and this is something I couldn't understand, because a lot of times you get out of the service, you've got to go to work, and then it's been 8 years, and then maybe you want to get trained into something else, and you've only got 2 years to use it, or it's been 10 years, and so you've just lost a very valuable commodity that you've earned while you're in the service. And now they just voted saying that you can use it. It has no shelf life. You can use it as long as you're alive.
That's really exciting.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah, because there was times that I went back on active duty, so it started it again. But now I can be 90 years old, kind of like rocking in my chair and taking classes.
Figure out what the next career
taking
is.
Out class. Yeah, figure out what the next one's going to be. So the question, what brought that up was, are there states that offer free tuition to veterans? Do you know of?
That's a good question. I believe Texas does.
Is that it?
Yeah. I think there's four states in the United States that I'm aware of that offers that. I can't list them at this moment. But I know that California offers the fee waiver for dependents.
While they're on active duty here.
No, while they have a disability. So as long as you're a 0% disabled veteran, your children can go to college for free in California.
0%. But it's disabled at 0%?
Absolutely.
Did you know? I knew about that. I knew you could be disabled with a 0% disability. Yeah, it's trust me. This is a I know. Yeah, I hate it when people say trust me, but this has got you've been disabled, but they've got some kind of geometric equation that comes back. Is that right?
That is true.
So you could have a busted ankle and you can't walk on it that well, but it's only a 0%.
0% is given to, let's say, hearing loss. Your hearing loss is above the limit. You have hearing loss. You get 0%, so you can get free hearing aids, which is a good $5,000 savings.
Okay. I didn't know that.
There you go.
Yeah.
I learn something new every time you guys come on. Celestina Traver, and you, are you, what's your title over there, Celestina?
Veteran Service Rep 3.
Veteran Service Rep 3. You were the only one over there. I thought you would have moved up to 1.
1 is the beginning when you first get hired.
Oh, okay, 3. So how high can you go?
That's as high as I can go.
So you are there. Are topped out.
Yes. She is at the top of the pyramid.
She's the lead dog in the team.
Yes.
Out there. It's that if you're running, you're looking at Celestina, right?
I'm the trainer.
She's the trainer. She looks back over her shoulder and says, keep it up, guys. Keep up.
Oh, that reminds me. I wanted to tell everybody that I'm excited that everybody passed both their tests. The whole entire team is accredited with CalVet, state accreditation, and national accreditation.
Wow.
And these are huge. These are huge tests. They take hours and hours and months to study. And the whole office is now fully accredited, which is an exciting step for us.
It is, because now they can get into all the databases that they could.
Sure.
Yeah, that they could
really.
Absolutely. Oh, that's
really help.
Great.
It is. We can get right into Department of Veterans Affairs website.
Oh, boy.
And as soon as they get their clearance, they get that PIV card, and we can check on claims. We can – it streamlines everything.
Great.
And one more thing.
Okay.
We can go ahead and submit the claims online as well.
All right. So it's another way of streamlining things. And I need to take a break. We come back. I want to talk about that, how that works, because I came into y'all, and I want to tell people how this works after I came into you or Tommy came into me and how quick it was. And what happened with that. But it's 8:31 in the morning here. We're going to take a break. It's 83 degrees right now. I think it's probably gone up. It feels hotter now. In the air-conditioned studio.
Sitting in an air-conditioned studio.
Yeah, but I'm looking outside, and I'm watching the heat waves coming up off the street. We'll be right back with Celestina Traver and, of course, my buddy and co-host, Eric Wittstrom.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Now is the perfect time to hit the road with your brand new Coleman Travel Trailer. Play our Happy Camper Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, prizes, or a Coleman Travel Trailer. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances to win a brand new travel trailer from Camping World of Redding. This pull trailer is loaded to the brim with fun amenities, microwave, plenty of sleeping room, and much more. And you won't need extended mirrors to see while you're towing, or a big heavy hitch to tow it with. Drawings every Thursday at 8 p.m. Final drawing Thursday, August 31st, where you could win a Coleman Travel Trailer. Plus an assortment of camping accessories. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Camping and winning a are both better at the river.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical on Tuesdays, so I have friends and neighbors and other businesses come in here and co-host with me. In this case, it's Eric Wittstrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank.
Good to be here.
Good to have you here, buddy.
Thank you.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, we just lost...
High friends in low places.
Yeah. High friends in low places. Thank you very much. Sam Shepard.
Yeah.
Sam Shepard.
If you saw the right stuff.
Yeah, the right... He played Chuck Yeager.
Yeah.
In that. What a great role he played.
And a prolific playwright.
Oh, my gosh. He was in so many
things. Actor's actor.
Yeah. So many great movies. And Sam Shepard died. 73 years old. ALS. Lou Gehrig's disease. So, hey, welcome back, everybody. It's 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 1st of August. It's 87 degrees. See, I told you it was getting hotter. It's going up to 114. Here it is, not even 9 o'clock in the morning. It's 87. We're going to have to escort Celestina back to her car with umbrellas over her, you know, something like that, or a portable air conditioner. It's going up to 114. Weather Report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by... Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Adams at Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business, and like I said, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I get my haircut. It's great. I'm getting my haircut this week. My last haircut of August, the first week of August here. I'm here, of course, with Celestina Traver and Eric. Celestina is representing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office because she has been there longer than anybody and has kept it together when they were going through the madness of a year ago or 2 years ago. How long has Tommy been there?
Year and a half.
Year and a half. Okay, so a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. 2 years ago, it was madness. And now it is such a total turnaround. Absolutely a total turnaround.
Absolutely.
We were talking about the – now since everybody there has been accredited nationally, how much easier it's going to be to get the and get your claims to the right people and be able to follow up on them. I told her about something that happened with me, and she goes, they lied to you. I mean, that's what she said. They lied to you. I went, they lied mm-hmm. to me? They said they'd call me back. They lied to you. What they did is they turned around and sent your claim in, and they denied it because – I couldn't make an appointment. And I called them in plenty of time and said, hey, can you reschedule me? I said, I'm going to be out of town for that. No problem. We'll call you back. They never call me back. I call them. They never call me back. Turns out that now you've got to go back and you can reschedule me.
Absolutely. They send your claim back to Oakland. And if you miss it or you have to reschedule, they automatically deny your claim. So we're asking everybody that if that happens to come in our office, we can reschedule it immediately.
Well, you know what? We need to get that word out because mm-hmm. I kind of like trust them because they actually sent me things on time. I mean, and they were timely, you know, okay, you need to see the doctor. You need to have go down to MRI, you know, MD imaging and get x-rays. So they were timely that way. Mm-hmm. So I kind of figure, okay, they, you know, after you all got the ball started, but on that one, that was so it's weird. So I'll come back. I'll go to you.
Use the word trust. You trust the federal government.
People want to know where the weird sounds were coming from, Bob. Okay, Bob's already said it came out of his computer. Okay, Colorado offers free tuition to Army Guard members. And Celestina is not. Are you single?
No.
I didn't think so. So there's a questionnaire. See, people, you know.
No, I'm. Oh, no, I'm not single. I'm married.
She's married.
Thank you.
To a very big, tough guy, too. So watch out.
Retired Army National Guard.
There you go. Like I say, he's a big, tough guy. I've seen him. I was thinking, why would you? See, this way you're coming across here.
I know, right?
Very helpful and like that. All right.
Well, good.
So education. Education benefits, like we said, it just expanded out. They're also reaching out and saying that you can that all veterans will have online full access to the PXs starting November 17th. Have you seen that?
I have, absolutely.
All veterans.
All veterans.
Isn't that interesting that you can do that? Because it used to be just while you're on active duty or if you were retired.
Or if you're 100% service connected.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And that makes sense. But now it's all veterans. Can do that.
That's what they say. So, I don't know how that's going to work, though.
I don't know either. But if you look at the prices at the PX. Mm-hmm. If you look at the prices at the PX, and you look at the prices out in town, this has always been like this for as long as I can remember. Some things you can get good. You can buy pretty inexpensively at the PX. Other stuff,
no difference.
No difference, or you pay more than when you go out to some places. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The only thing you don't pay is tax.
Yes.
You don't pay taxes. Tax-free.
Tax-free electronics.
Tax-free electronics, tax-free stuff. But you can't, you know. And there's the difference. So that's going to be interesting. So if you're a veteran, you can shop in the big PX in the sky and buy stuff, and it doesn't cost you taxes. They won't collect taxes from you. I don't do that. I'd rather stay here and
pay
shop.
Taxes.
I'd rather shop local.
Yes,
me too.
You shop local. You shop
absolutely.
Local.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I support our businesses
we
here in town. I do not buy things online. The only thing I have online is Amazon Music.
There might be a reason other than supporting local.
Why is that? I can't figure it out.
I wasn't going to say a word.
Linda does not trust it. She goes, I don't care what they say. If it works, if it's perfect and you're safe, then how come so many people have had their identities hacked?
Okay.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Okay. What's the next big thing coming up, Celestina, would you say, at the Veterans Service Office?
We're going to do an open house soon. It's going to be kind of like a meet and greet at lunchtime. We're going to open up our office. We have a brand new, our lobby is in the process of being redone. Just kind of like a facelift. And we have all new accredited personnel. And we just kind of want the public, we're going to invite the public in and the veterans in to just come in and meet us.
When's that going to be?
It's going to be early September. We don't quite have a date, but we will let you know.
Do you know what time it's going to be?
Probably around between 11:30 and 1.
Okay, because it's going to be the noontime.
Absolutely.
I think that's a great idea. How many people do you all see now a month?
Oh, my goodness. Probably it averages. I can tell you an average.
Yeah, what's the average?
30 to 50 a day.
Wow.
You're seeing 30 to 50 people a day?
Yes.
How can you do that? I mean,
because they're good.
Because
well, I know
we're
you're good.
Good.
I know, and I know what you're doing, but I mean, how many of you are there? I mean, there's only like four of you, right?
There's four of us, yes.
So you guys are doing 10 a day? Anywhere from 8 to 10 a day?
Correct.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
In an 8-hour day, and you close for lunch. So I guess some of them, you just come in, and you just see them. It's a short period of time, or they fill out paperwork, and they come back later.
Sometimes we're doing a DMV, so we can add a veteran on your driver's license. If you bring in your DD-214, and it's original or certified copy, it's pretty quick.
Okay, so if you want to get a veteran's license plate, is that the thing?
It's the veteran, putting veteran, the word veteran, on your driver's license.
Oh, on your driver's license.
Yes.
That costs, what, $5? $10?
$5, but DMV tacks on a renewal fee.
Of course they do.
Of course they do.
You know, I can just do, hey, we've got these great things. It's like when I see the Record Searchlight advertise for, hey, remember your veteran. Say hello to your veteran. That'll only be $25, on Veterans Day. It's only $25. Oh, you're doing me a big favor here, Record Searchlight. Eric, when you see, and you've been in business your whole life here, and the veterans that if you've obviously been around veterans and you've hired veterans before,
yes.
is it usually been a pretty positive experience?
Sure. Yeah. No, it's been very positive. They come, not only does it feel like the right thing to do, it is the right thing to do. They come with a skill set that others don't have.
And I think that you see that.
Whether it's a person in business,
yeah.
or an employee, they come with a background and experience and, a discipline to their lifestyle that others don't always have.
I think that's true. And
you
I think so? I think it's true. But,
it is, yeah.
And I know I am a veteran in all this, but I also know that, sometimes veterans come with some baggage. But
We
all come with baggage. And thank you, because that's what I was going to say, is that we all come with baggage. And when I see that the unemployment rate for veterans is higher than it is for non-veterans, it just bothers me. Because these people put out a lot, and they get tarred with this brush of, you can't tell what they're going to do. I actually went to a really nice dinner party years ago, and this woman said to me, she says, "You've had multiple combat tours. I've heard you've had multiple combat tours." I said, "Yeah." She says, "But you seem so normal." Those were her words. She says, "But you seem so normal." And I went, so I grabbed her by the throat. I grabbed her by the throat and said, "What about now, huh?" No. I thought about that, and I thought, well, what am I supposed to say to that? I mean, the people I know, and there are people that suffer from post-traumatic stress. But that's a percentage of people that are in the service, a small percentage. It's not most of the people. It's less than 20% of the people that have. And post-traumatic stress could be anybody. Celestina, if you'd been hit by a car, you've got post-traumatic stress of some kind.
Absolutely.
Eric, yes. when you were in high school and people picked on you, when they bullied you, I mean, you could have post. You could
to this day
when you don't go back to the reunions.
No,
you and Linda, are you all in the same year on the reunions?
Yeah, she's quite a bit younger though.
Yes. Eric and Linda went to high school together for a year or two at least, mm-hmm. at Rio Americana. So, yeah, so when you get into that, and when I see these things about people, and I just firmly believe that if you hire a veteran, that you're getting somebody with a great skill set, like you said, who's been under pressure, and that if anything, what you're going to end up doing with them is kind of like guiding them and not trying to urge them to work harder, is just in my opinion. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Did I tell you it's going to be 116 degrees today? Did I tell you that Alliance Heating and Air can work on any type of air conditioner? Did I tell you that they treat you like family? Like when our compressor blew out last year at 110 degrees, they were there with portable air conditioners and fans to keep us alive while they were working on the air conditioner. These are great people here. It's a veteran-owned business, and as we just talked, they bring a skill set that is just head and shoulders above everybody else. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. And I bet they're pretty busy. They've been pretty busy this summer with all the heat. We'll be right back with Celestina Travers from the Veteran Service Office and, of course, Eric Wistrom, president of Northern Division of Five Star Bank.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds at Overtime Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino, August 3rd from 6:30 to 8:30. Come join me, Linda Bott, for a fun evening of music with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass. That's 6:30 to 8:30, August 3rd in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. See you there.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. ByStar Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at ByStar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at ByStarBank.com. ByStar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the heart of Reading, downtown, where I'm looking at the heat waves bouncing off the street. 87 degrees right here outside, and it's going to go up to 116 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Great people down there keeping their heads cool inside also, as everybody else should. Discounts for seniors and veterans there, 365-3793. We're here with Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. And they come on once a month. And you guys are so flexible. I just love that. You're flexible to do that because things change, as we know. But, hey, look, whenever you want to have us on, I want to have you on an update. And, of course, Eric Wittstrom, who is doing banking business as we speak.
No, I'm not. He is
getting the next nugget of news.
Next nugget of news. Okay. They've got all types of things here they're talking about on among themselves, because they were picking on Eric to begin with. Now they're now they're fighting on other things that were going on about lawyers and everything. Oh, how California gives everything to illegals and the minimal to vets. I'm not going to get into that. So, okay, what are some other great things that are happening over at the Veterans Service Office? Now, in September, we'll be talking about that here, of course, as it comes up in the next few weeks.
Absolutely.
Now, they're going to have that open house, so you get to meet everybody. Mm-hmm. That you've got streamlined now, because everybody can get online, so you can help people faster.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on with y'all, would you say?
We have a brand new website up. Running, so
good.
I encourage everybody to go on our website, Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and we have a whole bunch of new links, and it's incredible.
With the new website, how many hits do you get on that? Do you get a lot of people looking at that?
It's a good question. I don't get that information.
You might want to look at that. The other thing, too, is your website also have education? Like different schools around here in Shasta County, like Simpson University and Shasta College, and have links to so people can kind of like punch into that, because both of them have a great veteran services officers out there, or groups out there at Shasta College and Simpson University. Just something to think about out there.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We can add that. Anybody has any information or wants to be on our website, we can add it. We're open to anybody's brochures. Right now, we're linked up to a Quine Therapy and also PTSD Dogs and with Bruce's business and Canine Connection and all the others. If anybody, I welcome anybody to call in. And if you want to be on our website, let me know and we'll link you to it.
Do you know, Eric, of any specific, I guess, programs out there from the local community that aims at helping veterans with that transition and coming in maybe into new jobs? As an example, SST was on here the other day, mm-hmm. and he says, I am begging for drivers. And he said, a woman driver, would you, you know, I don't have any women drivers. He says, they've hardly even apply. And there's a way, he says, I'm hoping that there's a way that if they've been driving heavy equipment in the service, that the state of California will give them, you know, sure. Kind of like credit like you do if you go to college.
Well, there's a lot of what we've traditionally called blue collar work, truck drivers and contractors and workers in the trades that there's a lot of need. There's a huge need. I hear it often from our customers that are, well, you know, that have metal fabrication companies that are building things, that are have fleets of trucks. And the largest challenge they have is finding qualified workers. And qualified doesn't mean necessarily background in their industry. It means people that show up on time, pass a drug test, and work.
Yeah, like a hazmat driver, which is what Bill needs. You have to pass a physical. You have to pass drug tests on a regular basis, and unscheduled drug tests,
right,
because you're driving hazmat up and down the road, gasoline and fuel and stuff. So he says,
but it's a high for those that are willing to go through the work and get themselves qualified, and there's a lot of programs to do that. It's a great
$60,000 a year starting off. Yep. $60,000 a year. Think about that starting off.
Wow. Yep.
And that's
incredible.
Truck driving. Now, we've also had Shasta College in here talking about their welding, their fabrication, and their diesel technology classes. Yep. I mean, these are
skills-based programs.
These are all great programs for our veterans. That's what I'm thinking about. It's too bad there's not a, I guess it would be you all, the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, that it's too bad you don't have a – and I say it's too bad, and you're going to say, well, we do have that. That has, that transition that can push people into that transition.
There's a lot of resources. The Smart Business Resource Center is a great vehicle for helping people, veterans and others.
That's true.
Get connected. Absolutely. To jobs. And as the employers that hire through them get tax credits.
Smart Center's helped us, and they pay half their
training,
or they pay half their salary for training them for this.
Yeah, so there's already resources available, and it's just
getting the people married them. In.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
See, that's the kind of thing I could see a website could do, that they wouldn't necessarily have to come down and see you right away, but they could get into it, and you could have something on a website that says transitioning into a skill.
Workforce.
I just talked to a young man who said to me, he says, I've labored. He's 30. He says, I've been a laborer and I've worked hard and I've done well as far as at that, but I need a skill. I need an education. And he, he wants to go to lineman school, which is a well-paying job, high electricity jobs. But also looking at the welding program over there at Shasta College. Because he knows that if he goes through the training, he's going to be able to get a job out here. And I don't understand where – I think there's got to be something that kind of like points people that you might have something like that, on this website, which you may have already. But those are good points, that there are a lot of programs out there. A lot of times, though, when you first get out of the military, if I can just say this, is that you're used to having things pointed at you. And I don't mean just guns. But, the information's there. You don't really have to search for it when you're doing the transition. But once you transition out, now people are with the internet, can search in that. So
yeah, they're actually recommending that they take a year of to transition from military life to civilian life.
Really?
Yes.
I wish I could have done that.
I know, right?
What was that like? I retired one day and went to work the next, and then from that job to another. I mean, what's that transition?
Yeah.
But once I got into different type of work, I would take, you know, a couple months here, a couple months there.
This is more for people that come back from Iraq, Afghanistan, and need some downtime mostly.
Yeah.
Know anybody like that?
Yeah, I had a lot of downtime when I got back after my last tour. Let's see. No. I didn't.
No.
Okay. Hey, Celestina, you are such a jewel.
Thank
here
you.
in our Shasta County Veterans Service office. You kept things together. Now we got a great guy in there, Tommy Key.
We do, absolutely.
And I think now, you know, he is always outgoing, always friendly, always trying to do the best for everybody.
Excellent leader.
Great. You know what? And that means a lot.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have the EDC on. Economic Development Corporation Tony Giovanello to talk about Stillwater. And he came back after the last time and he said, look, this is what we're doing. So people, Stillwater, they're attacking Stillwater. They're attacking Stillwater to try and figure out a way to sell here. So it's not dead. It's not over. Where can we get a hold of you, Celestina?
At 1855 Shasta Street or 530-225-5616.
Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you for having
everybody,
me.
Everybody, 116 today. Be careful out there.
News is brought to you on KCNR Shasta, rating by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
President Trump's new chief of staff will bring a measure of stability to the White House. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham says John Kelly is off to a good start.
This will only work if President Trump will empower him to continue to do what he's doing.
Graham on NBC's Today Show, the number two Senate Democrat, Dick Durbin of Illinois, says Kelly is in a position to stabilize the White House, and that's good for this country. A conservative House Republican wants special counsel Robert Mueller to resign.
Citing what he calls Mueller's close friendship with fired FBI Director